Friends, lovely to have you with us today for another afternoon devotional. A little bit different today, dressed a little bit differently, and that's because I'm standing here in the middle of several beehives. And I hope the bees don't get too angry with me and pick up this strange person standing in the middle of their hives. I'm just getting a little bit nervous because they're all getting quite close. But bees are amazing creatures, and we read about bees in the book of Judges. Whenever Samson killed the lion, and the bees came and they drew out of the carcass of the lion honey. And there's many lessons that we can learn whenever we consider the bees. First and foremost, bees live for the good of the hive. Bees don't really think about themselves. They live for the good of the hive. And that's how we should live. We should live for the good of the kingdom of God. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." A Christian is a person who is not living for themselves, but rather living for the good of the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. Not only do bees live for the good of the hive, but bees have a very strict code for living. A very strict code. And there's a law within the hive that's meticulous and ruthless and indiscriminate. They respect the law of the hive, and they have certain rules that they live by. And so it should be with the child of God, with the Christian. Talk about obedience nowadays, and many people think you're legalistic, but bees understand that there are certain laws connected with the hive that have to be observed if they want the hive to produce honey, and if they want the queen to be kept safe, and they want the hive to be kept clean, and they want the hive to be kept free from invaders and contamination. There are certain things that they have to do and certain things that they have to be. Each bee has a specific role within the hive. You've got drones and you've got workers, and the bees are always active and the bees are always very, very busy. Lazy bees generally will be put out of the hive. They'll probably be killed by the other bees because they become a liability. And they become just extra baggage. So the bees are always, always very busy. I think the worker bees have a life expectancy of something like 6 weeks, I think it is. And so they don't live long. And they literally die working for the good of the hive. They work themselves to death. You've heard the slogan, as busy as a bee. And the hive works like one single organism, just like the body of Christ. Many bees. There could be 3,000 or 4,000 bees in this hive, but they all work together as one living, vital organism. And so it is with the Christian. We are individuals, and yet we're all part of the one body, the body of Christ. And the primary motive for the bees is to protect the queen. Each hive has a queen bee. The queen produces, the queen lays eggs. And so the drones and the workers serve to protect the hive with the view of looking after the queen and making sure that she is safe and well. And so it is with the Christian. The Christian's primary motive is the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who has promised to build his church. And the child of God, the Christian, wants to do everything that they can do to defend the Lord's cause and to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and to put him first. The bees are all busy and they'll work themselves to death. Paul the Apostle said, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." So there's so much that we can learn from the bees. And of course, something else that's very important as far as the bees are concerned, and that is the purity and the cleanliness of the hive. They want to keep the hive clean, and they'll polish the honeycomb, and they'll keep the hive clean. They'll seek to keep out impurities. And there's some bees that serve the purpose of taking impurities out of the hives, and others that serve to keep impurities from coming into the hive. And cleanliness in the church and cleanliness in the life of the Christian is so, so important. So friends, thank you for listening. Something a little bit different. And I'm going to get offside here and get this, suit, I suppose you call it, get it off and maybe enjoy a spoonful or two of honey just after the devotional. But God bless you. See you next time. And thank you for listening.